Al Jazeera Podcasts.
In Tel Aviv, where Israel's war cabinet is meeting to decide how to respond to the unprecedented Iranian missile and drone attack overnight. It's the first time the Iranians have directly targeted Israel from Iran. The Iranians say it was all in response to the bombing of their consulate in Syria 2 weeks ago and the killing of Revolutionary Guard commanders, which Iran blames Israel for. Speaking ahead of the meeting, War Cabinet member Benny Gantz says Israel will respond when it feels the time is right.
In the face of Iran's threat, we will build a regional coalition and exact the price from Iran in a way and a time that suits us. And most importantly, in the face of our enemy's desire to harm us, we will unite and become stronger.
Iran's Joint Chief of Staff says its operation against Israel is over, but is promising to continue if Israel strikes again.
We see this operation as completed and successful. It's over from our perspective. But if the Zionist regime does anything against us, either in Iran or elsewhere, our next operation will be much bigger. If the U.S. gets involved, none of its bases in the region will be safe.
Well, the U.S. president has been meeting other G7 leaders to discuss a diplomatic response to Iran's attack. Joe Biden has also met his national security advisers. He reaffirmed what he calls America's ironclad commitment to Israel's security. Now, Iran is warning that any American threat that harms its interests will be met with a reciprocal response. The European Union and the UK have condemned Iran's attack on Israel. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell called it a grave threat to regional security. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has described Iran's assault on Israel as unacceptable.
We strongly condemn the Iranian attack and warn against any further escalation. Iran must not continue down this path. At the same time, it is absolutely clear to us that we stand in solidarity with Israel, which has every right to defend itself.
Well, to Gaza now, and several Palestinians have been injured after Israeli forces opened fire on them in Gaza City. Hundreds of displaced families were trying to return to the north along a coastal road. More than 100 Palestinians were killed by Israeli snipers on the same route while collecting food aid in February.